Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, January 3rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Today on the Ether, we have the Big T VGX Community Mashup. This is part one of what I believe will be two or three parts, because they're still going. Let's take a listen.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? We're just going to get underway here in a few minutes, 17 minutes. Thank you for joining the Community Mashup. Super excited about this. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll get started shortly. What's up, Lucky? How's it going, brother?
Good. How you doing, Big T?
No, not bad. Just hanging out. Just trying to get this going. I'm waiting to get our other speakers up here. Just so everybody knows, we won't be accepting any guests up here until the end of each portion. There's going to be two segments. We're going to have the VGX portion first. We're going to go over Voyager and VGX. And then we're going to go over, say, Thomas second. We're going to give a lot more allotted time to the Saitama side of things, because there's a lot more that I don't know about Saitama than I do VGX and Voyager, so I'm excited about learning about it, and yeah, thank you everybody for being here. Appreciate it. There's Obi. Now we're just waiting on Russ. Appreciate it. Thank you everybody for being here. Go ahead and make sure you share the space. At the bottom right, there's a half circle with the arrow pointing up. Tag anybody you want in it. Get as many people as we can up in here. What's up, Marmar? How's it going, brother?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you good now. You sound great.
Really much great. Better.
Yeah, I was trying to use a mic attached to my phone through a USB dongle, and I couldn't hear you guys, so I... Whatever. I hate spaces.
They've got a lot of improvements they need to make, but they'll get there. So what's up, Marmar? How's it going, brother?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing great. I love to see this up. Is this this your crew right here?
Yeah, these are my guest speakers for the Voyager side of things. It's Obi and Lucky.
Sweet. What's up, Obi and Lucky?
What's up? How you doing?
Good, good. How was y'all weekend?
Fun, Phil.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Didn't you guys both just return back to work today?
Oh yeah, back to corporate America. This is a great, great day to be alive, let me tell you.
Living in Twitter land the last couple weeks and then going back to your corporate jobs, I'm sure that's pretty pretty rough.
Going from spaces all 2 weeks to back to Teams was just a blast, let me tell you.
Yeah, it gets rough. So, guys, we'll get started here right at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're about 13 minutes away, maybe slightly after that. I'm going to give as much time as we can to get people in here. We're still waiting on Russ to get up here. Once again, thank you guys so much for being here. If you can retweet out the space use at Invest Voyager and tag, obviously, Saitama and VGX. And let's get this thing trending, y'all.
Yeah, Russ is right there down the bottom. And, I could drop down, just let me know so I can get out the way.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and drop, you can. Or if you want to say what's up to Russ real quick, you can.
Yeah, I'll say what's up to Russ real quick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sorry, I was trying to finish up a call real quick, but here I am. We're good. We're good. I made it.
Hey, what's up, Russ?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Can't wait to see what this space holds tonight. I'm excited. A lot of people are. So
yeah, awesome.
Love to see you in here.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and drop down.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
What's up, Russ? How's it going, bro?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Happy to be here. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I get an opportunity to come out and speak to the community, our community, other people's community, and anyone else, really, it's something I enjoy doing. I'm honestly, I'm just a crypto enthusiast, you know, aside from being, you know, a developer and Saitama. I just, you know, I'm excited about crypto. It gets me excited, man. I could talk about it to random strangers for hours, man. It's just it's a fun space, I think, right? Crypto is just so exciting to be a part of and be a part of something so new and exciting. It really reminds me of almost like the whole .com era, you know, where, you know, people were kind of biased about it at first. Like, what's this, you know, the computer, internet, electronic mail, like, oh, it's a crazy fad. It's going to die off in a month. Yeah, I think that's what people thought about the .com era. Now we are kind of in the beginning of a whole new digital front, a whole new era. And it's like, you get to take advantage of it. When I was, you know, when the internet came out and that whole regime, right, I was too young to do anything about it financially, except for watch it pass me by and the opportunities. But now, you know, as obviously an adult with the capabilities and the means and resources to do something about it, it's a little bit more exciting. I'm like, oh, not missing this boat.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you. It's so exciting. It's something new every day. There's so much innovation in the space. I mean, we're really going to challenge everything that's currently is. I mean, it's when you look at every industry that potentially could be affected by, you know, crypto and digital assets, it's, I mean, you take your pick.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's exciting. Just on the different levels that, you know, crypto can play a major role into it. And it's not just about investing. It's not about, you know, creating a digital asset or digital tangible token or, you know, the gaming and the metaverse and all that. It's just so much more that you can do. And I spend a majority of my time with, you know, communicating with companies and, you know, different individuals and countries and ambassadors and thinking about, how can we now take cryptocurrency and make what you're doing better, more streamlined? You know, and it's not about size or wealth. It's anything. I don't care if you run a daycare, you know, or you're, you know, the chairman of some huge corporation or a small country. There's so many ways that crypto can just make things better. You know, it's about just finding that niche and being able to create it. You know, gives me a lot of, you know, hope for the future, because you can do anything you want to do with it. And there's no actual caveats in place that tell you can't. You know, there's no stipulation to it. There's no, we're basically pioneering things as we go in a whole new digital front, you know, and trying to bring crypto to the world. So it's exciting. You get to create something new, you know, something that's never been done before. So that, like, every day it's not mundane, you know, it's not rinse and repeat, you know, something new and exciting that we can do and bring to the world. So
100%. So guys, once again, thank you guys so much for joining the community mashup. This is episode 3 of the community mashup between the Saitama Wolfpack and the Voyager token. So thank you guys for being here. We're gonna get started right at 8 o'clock. Obi, I was wondering if you would take some time to explain kind of to the listeners, you know, everybody who's here, so they can really comprehend and understand how early we are as far as the adoption cycle goes.
Oh, yeah. In terms of crypto space in general, we're extremely early. You know, we're estimated to be somewhere around 3-4% global adoption right now by most publications that try to track that based on, like, user wallets and adoption and trades happening. And, you know, if you kind of put that into terms of a traditional, like, if you were to go out and Google, like, Wikipedia for, like, a technology adoption cycle, you get effectively what a bell curve is. And on the left-hand side of the bell curve, you know, if you, you know, think of like a church bell or like the Liberty Bell, you have like that initial ramp up that starts from the ground, you know, left-hand side, and then starts to curve upwards. So that's the early innovators phase. If you were to kind of visualize that, that's where we're at right now, is right where that the lip of the bell is starting to go upwards. And then if you imagine the left-hand side of that bell being the early adopters phase, that would be like 3% global adoption to 15% global adoption. And that would be transitioning us to the mass adoption phase, which would be, you know, like 16% to roughly, you know, 35-40%. That'd be like the top of the bell, the, you know, the meat of it. And then you're going down the right-hand side of the bell, that'd be your late adopters, you know, the people that are, you know, more than half, after half the world's adopted it, you know, the late comers, right? And then you have the laggards, which would be the opposite lip of that bell. And that would be the place you absolutely would dread to be because you've missed out. So we're really at that point right now where we're exiting the early innovators phase and we're entering that early adopters phase. And crypto or digital assets have been growing at the fastest rate in recorded history, you know, faster than telephones, faster than the internet, faster than cell phones, you know, and faster than television. I mean, any kind of modern innovation of technology. So if we keep doubling at the pace that we're on, you know, we should be looking at moving through that early adopters phase from 2022, really towards the end of 23, beginning of 24, start to transition to that point where we hit about 1 billion users in the world, and we start that mass adoption phase. And there's roughly 8 billion people on the planet. So you get to one out of eight, and that would be effectively the beginning of your mass adoption phase of the technology adoption cycle. So that's, you know, really, really early. You know, to kind of put that in terms of like a sports analogy, you know, if your baseball game is 9 innings, you know, we've listened to the national anthem, they've announced the lineups, and the visiting team has started their at-bats, but we haven't even got out of the first inning yet. Super, super early.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I'm glad that you mentioned that bell curve, man, because it's very, very true. And if you guys don't know what that is, I strongly suggest looking it up and getting an understanding of what Obi was just talking about, because it's exactly where we are. And that's part of the reason why I'm so excited about crypto, just in general, because it's so fascinating and how early that everybody is into crypto. Like, if you're an investor into crypto right now, I don't care what project you invest in. If they got any kind of solid backbone to it and some utility, and you know they're going to be around for the long shot, you're going to make a ton of money. People are like, no, well, I missed out on Bitcoin. Well, you might have, right? And not to say you did. You know, it's that whatever it's trading at today, 40-something thousand, you know, it's going to go up a lot. You know, Ethereum is going to go up a tremendous amount. All these altcoins are going to go up an absolute ton. It's just a matter of, can you hold out that long? You know, and it's not like decades either. I'm talking about how the growth, the exponential growth that crypto in general has received just in 2021 is unlike anything I've ever seen. Every time I go somewhere, because I travel a lot, you know, I'm always going to different places, meeting with different people for Saitama. And now I look for things, billboards, I look for ads, campaigns, different things. And everything now that I see is related to crypto one way or another, or maybe not every turn I take, but it's becoming more and more adopted everywhere, not just in one state opposed to the other, but everywhere on a global scale, everywhere. And billboards, especially bus stops, you know, people talking about crypto just in public, you know, it's you didn't see that at all. As recent as early on in 2021, you didn't see that. You know, and then now it's becoming more and more recognizable, more and more adapted, is becoming, you know, known, respected, and understood, but not to the extent where people are adapting to it on a massive scale, right? That 1-3%, but definitely a lot more than it has been. It's just tremendous growth.
Yeah, I view this as kind of the chasm, is the month that we're in right now. It's that transition from early innovators to early adopters. You know, we're still kind of feeling out regulation across the globe, and people are starting to become aware of cryptocurrency or digital assets, but they don't really understand it yet, right? It's kind of like hearing about the internet and then, you know, oh yeah, you know, doesn't Microsoft run that or something? You know, back in the 90s, no one really understood what it was. It's that stage of early that we are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But the fact that it's on people's mind is crucial, because once you hear, it's like the classic marketing scheme. If you put something in somebody's mind, you implant it in their brain a little bit. You know, it doesn't really do anything, but it's there. And then as they hear it again, it resurfaces to their brain in the front of their head, and they're like, hey, this is now the second, third time I've heard about this. And then you're 99% more inclined to do a little bit of research on your own and be like, okay, you know, if all these people, you know, are talking about it, they can't all be wrong, right? It at least you know, requires me to take a few minutes and do some research on my own. You know, that was why I got into crypto. I passed on Bitcoin because I've been into business and investing for years, and I passed on crypto several times until, you know, a few years ago. And then I was like, okay, you know what? You know, obviously there's something here. You know, I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these, you know, 20-year-olds, mid-30s, you know, millionaires. And here I am, you know, been in school half my life and running companies and businesses and investing in stocks and all this other stuff. And, you know, making a decent money, but not money like these guys are making, that's for sure. I'm like, okay, something, there's something real here. There's something tangible. So, but yeah, it's there and it's still early.
All right, guys. So we're going to get started here in just 1 minute. Once again, I want to thank everybody for being here. This is episode 3 of the community mashup we're doing with Saitama, Wolfpack, and the Voyager token VGX. The way this is going to be structured, guys, we're going to do one side, and the next side we're going to go with Voyager first, because I want to leave more time for the Wolfpack to be able to ask questions to Russ, and potential new investors from Voyager to ask him as well. So that's how we're going to do this. Once again, thank you everybody for being here. I greatly appreciate it. So the speakers for the Voyager side of things is going to be Obi and Lucky. So we'll get started here in just a minute. If everybody can go ahead and retweet the space, I'm pretty sure we're the number one trending space, and that speaks volumes to the two communities. Thank you guys for coming together. In regards to all the people that are requesting to speak, we're going to hold that off until each portion is done, and then we'll host an AMA at the end, if that's okay with you, Russ, Obi, and Lucky.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Let's do it.
All right, perfect. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and get started here. Obi and Lucky, can you guys provide the Saitama community with the origin story of Voyager, as well as some background information on Voyager's leadership team and how the VGX token came to fruition?
Sure. Voyager is a company started in 2018, and they, you know, are founded by Steven Ehrlich, who is the former CEO of E-Trade and also Lightspeed Financial. So he's got experience in bringing companies from you know, relative obscurity or starting the company and moving them into $1 billion companies. He's done that twice. And now with Voyager, he's done it 3 times. So he's the founder, along with some other folks. One notable one is Oscar Salazar, who was a founding CTO of Uber and who helped design the app for Voyager. And so he's still an advisor today, but he's not currently acting as CTO. So you've got a lot of leadership from the E-Trade space and the financial industry, as well as some tech giant companies that are behind this company. They are a public company listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange, its ticker VOYG, and on the US market, on the over-the-counter market right now as VYGVF. And they have eyes on moving their uplisting to NASDAQ in the near-term future. So the story kind of begins in 2018. Voyager, you know, was designing an app to try to bring crypto awareness and an easy to trade platform to people, but they wanted to do it in a way that was, you know, above board and upfront and trusted. And that's why they decided to list publicly. They were the first publicly listed crypto broker. And they acquired a multi-asset wallet in Ethos, which is where the VGX token originally started from. And that founding team joined Voyager and helped, you know, build and develop their ecosystem. And they're now a partner as the Particle Foundation founders, which we'll tie into, I'm sure, later. But yeah, that's the history. It started in 2018. In 2020, it really kind of started getting the user growth and adoption. They acquired a French exchange called LGO. So they have a broker-dealer license. They're a Canadian headquartered company that operates in 49 states in the United States. So it's every state except for New York. New York is awaiting a BitLicense, so that they can operate in the state of New York. That'll be the last add. And they're waiting for approval from the regulatory body in Canada in order to uplist or become a product in Canada. They've been one of the first foreign companies to be deemed fit and proper to work in France. So that we're about to expand probably in the next March, April timeframe here, that Voyager will be expanding to Europe. And from there, you know, hopefully in the coming years, expand to other jurisdictions around the world. And I think that's a pretty good idea on the background, who's behind the company. One thing that I guess is important to note too is being a publicly listed company. You know, Steve has had the experience to navigate, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s when the idea of an online stock brokerage was a new concept. You know, before that, you had to call your broker and make trades over the phone or go to a trading floor of, you know, Wall Street. So he kind of navigated and innovated that space as well in the 90s. So, you know, the kind of person or individual that's well connected that you'd really want in the driver's seat to kind of go through this kind of untested model and new experiment once again, as we bring digital assets to people in a centralized way. So how's that? Do I leave anything for Lucky in terms of the background?
Is there anything you want to have, Lucky?
I think you covered most of it. I mean, I think as you touched upon, the leadership is extraordinary coming from some big companies. So super, super impressive there.
Yeah, I think it's really important to note just one thing, that Brian Brooks, the former OCC and Comp Controller of the United States, just joined the board of advisors for Voyager as well.
Yeah, and they've also added Pam Kramer as CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, and she is also has an E-Trade background as well as Twitter. So a very, very good cast of leadership all around at this company. And, you know, very happy to have people with the experience and connections that they have to, you know, provide us with a good platform to use. The user experience is awesome, but I'm sure we'll touch on that later.
So the next question is, Voyager is working hard to become a lifestyle financial application. Can you speak on the products they plan on offering and highlight some of the key acquisitions and partnerships that Voyager has made over the past year? I think Obi might be having difficulty. Give us 1 second. Can you guys still hear us?
I hear you, Big T.
Okay. He'll have to leave the spaces and come back. So just give us 1 second. We'll get back underway.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
I think the Twitter Spaces bug came up and bit me.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately.
I can't wait till they get that underway. I mean, it's a great platform to use. It's a good way to get out information, but pretty buggy at times. But did you hear the question?
Yeah. So Voyager's working to become a lifestyle financial application, offering more products than just you know, digital assets. Right now, they do have over 70 digital assets on the platform, of which about 30 to 40 or so are transferable and are even offer interest earning capabilities. So it's a, you know, an awesome platform, and starting out with crypto, because it's the best asset class that offers the best kind of opportunity to grow your wealth right now that exists in the market. But they are establishing right now a process of adding a debit card. And so that product will be out, which will allow also a checking and routing number and bill pay and direct deposit to go along with it. And that'll be effectively enabling you to use it as a bank as well as your brokerage. And there's some really great benefits of that. When we get into the rewards and tokenomics and use cases, I'll cover some of those pieces. But the other thing that they have in the roadmap for the year is adding stocks to the platform. They have a partnership with the Nigerians, so in Market Rebellion. And so they're going to have the ability to be you know, crypto first app, but have the ability to buy stocks with crypto, and in addition to the banking. And then eventually down the road, we see other things in the roadmap, like individual retirement accounts and lending as other products that they anticipate on offering. They're also trying to bridge as a broker. They have an advantage in being able to.
I think we lost him again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, again.
If you want to jump, maybe we can go to the next question and we can get Obi back on and finish that one off.
Sure. Obi, you'll have to leave the space again and come back, brother. I don't know what's going on with your Twitter or Twitter in general right now. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and go to the next question. I'll go ahead and ask this to you, Lucky, and then we'll go back to Obi on that one. There are a lot of great projects out in the market. Can you explain to me why you chose to allocate a portion of your portfolio into VGX, and what is the differences between a Voyager token or some of the other utility tokens such as FTX, Crow, Sell, or any other platform coin?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe understanding my background a little bit. I mean, I've been in the crypto space since 2017. and started on, you know, the traditional Coinbase platform for you guys that remember the big rush in 2017 when funds couldn't clear and you were emailing and calling Coinbase and saying, where's my money? I want to buy stuff as fast as I can. You know, that's kind of when I started, and I've been in this space for a while. I've used lots of platforms, and I recently just started working on the Voyager platform, and the benefits that it provides is unspeakable, I think, to the other platforms. I mean, just holding crypto and getting gains back, yearly yields on the crypto that I hold, the ease of use for the UI, you know, the reoccurring buys without the fees, which is huge for me, because they're a brokerage. They're not like your typical Coinbase. There's just so many benefits that I've found in just utilizing this platform. It's cool. I mean, if you're someone just joining this market, or if you're someone that's, you know, in the DeFi space like myself, but still want to be in stable coins and hold a certain set of assets or coins like Saitama, which I personally hold, love the project. It's a spot to start, and it's a great platform to begin.
No, I totally agree with you. Give us 1 second. We're going to wait for Obi to get back up here so we can continue. He's having a little bit of difficulties. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Hey, Russ, you being the other co-host, do you see Obi's request? Because it's not showing up on my screen.
No, I didn't. I had just looked. I don't see him up on there.
Okay. Obi, if you can hear us, go ahead and leave the space, come back, and then request to speak, and we'll go ahead and continue. And sorry about the troubles, y'all.
Yeah, Twitter does that. It's weird sometimes that Twitter space does, especially when there gets to be a lot of people in there. I think they might need to update some of their stack a little bit.
Yeah, especially when you get this many people. I have no idea how many people are in here right now. I haven't really looked, but I could imagine, bug the system. I know that there was issues in another community's spaces the other day, so hopefully they can fix them, get it to work a little better.
So Big T, I probably won't do justice as Obi would do to the tokenomics and the fundamentals of the VGX platform. As we wait, is there something that we want to cover on the Saitama group, or do you want to give them a couple minutes?
If you want to, Russ, do you want to just jump right in?
Yeah, absolutely. We can kick things off.
Okay. So can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, how you got into crypto, and speak on how Saitama came to life?
Yeah, sure. So a little bit about myself for the people here that don't know me or haven't heard any of the spaces or, you know, AMAs and things that we've done in the past. I've been in crypto for a few years. I have a business background, you know, as a subsidiary owner for Berkshire Hathaway. I'm a business major. I have a minor in finance. I've been in a lot of different areas in business, between, you know, obviously running my own, you know, working as director operations for a lot of for some different nonprofits, and more importantly, just an avid learner, right? And anything to do with finance and money and numbers just really kind of catches my eye. So I've been in finance for a long time and investing. I kind of started out traditionally, you know, in stocks, IRA, you know, real estate, just anything where I could really turn a profit. Aside from just sticking my money under my mattress or inside of a bank account, I ventured into a lot of different things. So as I had mentioned earlier in the call, I kind of passed on crypto a couple times. Friends of mine that were heavily into investing said, hey, check it out. Check out Bitcoin. Check out crypto. I looked into it and I was like, well, this is just some kind of black market thing where I can laundry money or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know, I do things very legitimately. So didn't want to get my hands dirty with it. So as time progressed and I started to see it really make a move, I started looking into it and starting to invest a little bit here and there. And then more recently, as in 2020, I got more involved in crypto and I saw a lot of these different altcoins and these things kind of take off. I dabbled into Voyager a little bit and started out my platform and trading on there, as well as Robinhood, Coinbase, and kind of got an idea of the difference between centralized exchanges and decentralized exchanges and the different coins, you know, altcoins, started to research. And as you guys all know, there isn't really a lot of information out there for somebody wanting to learn about crypto. You just kind of stuck to the information you had, right? YouTube, Reddit, you know, small forums here and there, but nothing really that gives you any kind of an idea of what crypto is in general. So it was a lot of just scratching the surface and looking for information. So as I started to get involved into crypto and learn about the different things, you know, the differences between all these different coins and projects, you know, I invested a few monies here and there, you know, made some profits, and then got into Saitama when it launched. And it was just kind of serendipitous the way that it worked out. Myself and the other developers, we got into it. And as you guys know, the project was renounced shortly after launch. So, you know, here we were as really early investors, and right, okay, we like the white paper, we like the roadmap. We saw where the coin was going if it had the right people in the community behind it to push it. So we kind of just made the move at that point about, okay, let's take over as developers for this coin. And it just really worked out the way that it did. We all have a very unique background and brought something very unique to the coin. You know, we have Max, who's our CTO, probably one of the best coders I've ever met. And he just happens to be on our development team now. You know, everybody that was in there brought a very different dynamic to the coin, what we could do and what we wanted to do. So we then started working on Zetamask, changed the roadmap, you know, altered the white paper and said we want to focus on, you know, being transparent. Because we were, you know, we lived in a space to where every other coin that came out there was a scam. It was a rug pull, it was a honeypot. You know, all these different quote unquote developers were basically meme coin names, right? You didn't know who it was. Like, so I'm entrusting my money with somebody that I have no idea who their real name is. I don't know if they have any experience in crypto. I don't know if they have any experience in business, how to run a business, how to handle or manage money. I just know that they know how to create an avatar. Like, we want to create a space that's healthy, that's, you know, transparent, that's safe. And then we also want to educate people. So as we created the Zetamask and started putting it together and making it a safe, suitable trading platform, you know, we also wanted to incorporate the education part. So where we can make education suitable, we can make cryptocurrency more literate to people that don't know anything about crypto, like a majority of the people do not. So that's kind of, we had all these ideas, we put them out on the table and said, okay, now let's, you know, let's bring it together and start putting things together. So as we did that, you know, the community came on board, started getting bigger, starting to gain a lot of attractions. You know, we made some great relationships and business partners along the way, people that were able to help and, you know, like, that carried the same mindset that we're wanting to see Saitama do well. So everybody that we've, you know, talked to and come across from then until now are not just investors, but they're huge supporters, and they're just part of the Wolfpack. And that's part of who we are. It's not just a group of six developers, but it's 300,000 investors that all have the common goal of watching and wanting Saitama to do well. So it's not just us trying to do something, you know, it's everybody. It's a movement, you know, it's a kind of the premise of, like, everybody wants this token to do so well because they see the importance of it. They see the impact that it could potentially make. And, you know, they're growing their investment, but they want other people to succeed and do well as, you know, at the same time. So they get their mom and their brother and their sister and their friend on board. And then before you know it, you know, we've already done 2,000,000%, and everybody that they talked to and brought in is making money. Everybody's happy. And then aside from that, we're still growing and we're still accomplishing all the things that we want to do. And there's so much more to come that that's just kind of, you know, it's just a snowball effect from there. So that's how I kind of got involved in with Saitama. And that's kind of the backdrop, a little backstory behind it a little bit. And it's the same for myself and all the other developers. We just kind of got into it. And then just kind of created this bond with each other as well as the community ever since.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, brother. When it comes to marketing, can you outline some of the key partnerships that you have and talk a little bit about when raising brand awareness? Where do you like to allocate your resources?
So we don't have a traditional marketing wallet like a lot of these other coins do, where they have a tax in place where it's like 1 or 2%, where they have certain funds allocated to marketing or directly for marketing. So we're kind of having to do a lot with very little at this point. So we have to be very strategic when it comes to that. So the marketing that we do is a lot of it, some of the community, right, where they come out and some of these guys, you know, people in the community pay for billboards here and there, or web merchandise where they are walking marketing material with our merch or stuff. And that in itself has proven to be the most effective marketing strategy, is just, you know, word of mouth. As far as marketing plans that we have done as a community to help, or as a development team to kind of push this along, we've done, you know, some campaigns to where it's, you know, we have, you know, we did just recently the Javonte Davis fight. We know we've done billboards in New York and Times Square. You know, we've done lots of press releases. We've had, you know, a lot of people with a lot of influence come and kind of support our brand and recognition and help get the name Saitama out there, but not necessarily as paid promotion. Like I said, it takes the community to do all that. We don't have deep, deep pockets to be shelling out, you know, millions of dollars to get high profile people to talk about Saitama. We have everybody that promotes Saitama, whether you hear them on a YouTube or you hear them on Reddit, or if you see anything anywhere, 99% of the time, it's not a paid promotion. It's just people that are community members, holders, avid Wolfpack members that want to see Saitama do well. And if they can help push the brand out with their, you know, with their people that they have as under their influence, they do that, right? Because it's about brand recognition. So that's kind of been our, you know, kind of claim to fame to this point, is just, you know, spreading mass adoption through marketing however and whenever we possibly can. You know, we've created some great partnerships with a lot of different people. You know, we have, you know, just different areas. We have some, you know, MMA, you know, cage sponsorships, stuff that doesn't really cost a lot of money, but has proven to be pretty effective. Right. So it's just, like I said, trying to do as much as we can with as little bit of resources as possible.
Yeah. And I want to jump in there for a second. I think, you know, I followed the Saitama story. Like I said, I started investing in October, and, you know, I can see where you guys are going. And I think that's great with what you're doing with the community. And one of the reasons why I was super excited about tonight was because kind of the two things that I really value in the crypto world is, one, bringing adoption and understanding to this world, because I believe there is a lot of value here. You know, everyone in this room is already one step ahead of a majority of the population, which is a great thing. And utilizing not only, you know, what we were talking about earlier, the Voyager platform, just getting into the crypto space, right? Being able to earn off of bringing over your US dollars, or bringing over or buying Ethereum and then moving it over to a wallet to buy Saitama. Like, there's a value string in all that. And it's great as these communities kind of come together and see that, because it's a journey, and together we're going to make this so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it really is. And because it's not about just me or just any one particular investor or holder of Saitama. Like, it gives everybody a feeling of accomplishment. It's like, if I get one person to invest in Saitama, like, I've not only helped the community, helped the coin, helped the project, but I've also helped that person, knowing long term that you just created an opportunity for them to have financial freedom, whether it's next year or 5 years from now. You know, they're going to have that opportunity at their fingertips, and you help them create that, you know? So that's a big advocate and a reason for why we've grown so much. You know, it's not because we ran one marketing campaign versus the other, because there's just not enough data to analyze. But I truly believe that the reason for our substantial growth is a lot to do with, you know, word of mouth. And, you know, when you have something solid, it's not hard to sell, right? Like, you're not going door to door selling Tupperware, right? You're basically telling people, hey, I have a foolproof method to at least turn your dollar into $2. Just hear me out, you know? And then it's like, as crypto becomes more adopted, they're like, you know, I've heard about that. Is this what you're doing? You know, like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And they're like, okay. And then they're going to want to check it out, because nothing spreads faster than people making money.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think, just to add to your point, is these spaces alone, you know, you coming on here and talking about the community, it does wonders just to the token itself, because now you're really hearing, you know, the people behind it, what the real goal and value is. And it's amazing what Spaces has done for this community also, because I think it's going to 10 times now, just being able to talk to each other like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives investors also peace of mind too, right? I mean, as an investor, like, if I wasn't a developer as Saitama, if I wasn't involved in it, right, and I wanted to hear what it was about, and if I came into a space and was able to have an open conversation you know, with the CEO or CEO over the company and say, hey, tell me what your company is about. Tell me what you guys are trying to do. You know, I have enough kind of an ability to understand and read people like, yeah, this guy knows what the hell he's talking about. And I'm going to entrust that, right? Not just, you know, different avenues. Right? There's build a trust factor. And that's kind of what we've been doing from the beginning is having that, you know, that transparency. Like, I think our first AMA was an actual video chat through Zoom. And there was only like 40 investors at that point. I think there was only 40 holders or 50, maybe less. And we did a Zoom call. And everyone's like, wow, you guys are actually the developers of the project. I can see your face. Like, yeah, this is us. Like, we are normal ass people and we're trying to create something and we want you guys to be a part of it. Like, here we are, we're out there. And you already know, like, when you dox yourself, a lot comes with that. You know, and that's the reason why a lot of people don't want to do that is because they want to maintain that transparency, but they also want to have an out. Like, okay, just in case shit goes bad, I want to have an outlet. I want to be able to go south quick and just kind of disappear off the face of the earth. You know, if you're doxed, you can't really do that. People know who you are, and especially at this level. You know, people recognize me all the time, everywhere I go, you know, and that's okay because that's part of the process. But again, you know, it's new, right? And I feel it's becoming more and more the norm, and I like to see that.
So I wanted to move on to the next question. I totally agree with you. That level of transparency is key in any project or business. You know, having somebody to be able to go to, put a face to a name is huge. And I think there's great benefits to both sides, you know, being anonymous and then, you know, putting your name on something. So I have a lot of respect for you for doing that. I can only imagine some of the things that people say to you on the positive side and negative side of things. And it's probably really hard to maintain a good balance, but you do a fantastic job of doing that. So community, in my opinion, is one of the most important aspects in all of crypto. Can you tell the Voyager community what you love about the Saitama Wolf Pack and speak on the importance of community?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, community is the backbone of what we're doing. I mean, the development team, we push the buttons, right? We make certain things go. You know, we, you know, sign the dotted line. You know, we finalize the product. We put the tech out there. But we are just a group of guys deploying tech, you know, in a specific spot without the community. You know, we wouldn't be 300,000 people if it wasn't for each and every single person in the community making this what it is. And community in crypto is extremely important because there's so many ups and downs. Crypto is so volatile, right? That if the community doesn't trust and have faith in the project and what you're doing, it won't succeed. It doesn't matter if it's going to be the next hottest thing on the market, right? If you don't have the community support, you won't be able to live through those ups and those downs. That roller coaster is just way too vicious. You know, if you got to have 100% support all the time, not just in the good, but in the bad too. I mean, being able to build each other up during the times, you know, during the tough times. And Saitama, trust me, and everybody that's been a holder for a while has been through those tough times. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, we've been the target of a lot of different things, and we've had to endure, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations in these last 6 months. But because the community is so strong, we've been able to outlive that. Right? And then that's kind of the, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Right? Everybody knows where we're going to be this year, next year, or 3 years from now. So they understand that it's not just a straight line to the top, right? And they have the support of each other and they trust the process. And being the community as strong as it is, are there for one another, right? If somebody's down and they're having a hard time, you know, and they're like, man, the market's down. And I see it all the time, they bring each other back up. So if you don't have that strength and stability in the community, you know, your project is not going to succeed. It just won't. It doesn't matter how well it's structured. It doesn't matter, you know, the innovation behind it, the development team. It doesn't matter because you've got to have that community. That's the foundation, right? That's the brick and mortar behind the entire company. It's never the guys at the top. You know, it's the guys on the ground floor that make it work. So every day, you know, I thank the community for everything that they've done, because without them, we can't do anything. You know, I couldn't focus on creating this token and pushing it, you know, to the levels that we have without the 100% support of the community. It's just not possible. Right? I would have to be constantly reassuring the community, constantly, you know, making sure everybody's okay and that they haven't lost faith in us yet. You know, and what that does is it takes time away from handling important things and pushing this thing to where we expect it to and want it to go. So when you have all those other advocates there next to you, speaking highly of it and bringing each other up, it makes our job way, way easier. And we couldn't do it either way. No, we couldn't do it without him. It's a mutual bond, right? And it has to happen.
100%. I totally agree. And I think, you know, one of my major takeaways from what you just said is, you know, great things take time, guys. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, there's a reason why people say time in the market, not timing the market. You will make more money over a prolonged period of time investing into a good, solid project than you will trying to, you know, flip a couple dollars here and there. And it speaks, you know, to volumes of your community. You know, I've had the opportunity to hang out with the Wolfpack in Danny Spaces, Marmar. I mean, there's the list goes on. Mindy. And they've just been such great individuals to kind of link up with. And, you know, I was trying to figure out, you know, what was it? Who is the next community I wanted to do this with? We've done it with the SHIB. We've done it with Luna. I had to do it with Saitama. There was no doubt in my mind. I didn't care how it got there. It just had to happen. So, you know, shout out to the community and to those who support this project. You guys are doing a phenomenal job, and this is why we're here today. So I just wanted to close that aspect out right there. You know, before I get started with my next question, I want to say congratulations on the CERTIC audit. That's a huge deal. My question is, Saitama is set to, or Saitamask is set to launch soon. Can you explain to Voyager customers what that is and outline how this product will differentiate from other small wallets?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we've been working really hard on this thing. I say we, because we've all been, again, we've all been on this roller coaster together. But you know, Max, our CTO, and his engineers, and they've been putting in just countless hours over this last 6 months, putting this thing together. We're finally at that stage where we're able to release it. It's been quote unquote completed for the last couple of months. Completed being the testnet version, the beta version. It's been completed, but we can't, anything that it deals with money and you're exchanging other people's money, more importantly, it's got to be, you know, completely, well, as safe as humanly possible, which is why we had the CERTIC audit done. And for those of you guys that had a chance to look at the CERTIC audit, it just blew it away, right? I've never seen an audit come back and with that little errors and nothing major whatsoever. It was just very, very minor. We've corrected it. So, yeah, so now we're ready to release it. We'll be having it rolled out this weekend, and we're really excited about it. So, what kind of separates it from your traditional swap function or wallet? And the idea is, when we put it together, is we didn't want to create just a wallet, right? We didn't want to have a place just for you to put your tokens on, right? We wanted to have everything incorporated into it, so you would never have to download another app ever again. What includes in that, you know, and it's all part of our roadmap, you know, for Saitamask. Traditionally, at first, when we launch it, we'll have some swap capabilities. You know, we'll have some, you know, traditional meme coin altcoins and some stable coins on there that we can, you know, swap. So you can integrate your seed phrase, import it. So whatever you have in your traditional wallet now can live on there as it directs, you know, coordinates directly with Saitama. You know, we'll have staking capabilities on there for Saitama. We'll also have staking capabilities with other coins if they choose to do so to add liquidity to it. So that's part of our initial rollout, of course, you know, and then as the roadmap progresses, you know, we'll have our gaming, our NFT platform, Saita Social, where we can go and socialize, and we'll create, you know, content, our education or entertainment platform, and you can go in and learn about cryptocurrency, blockchain development, all those things. And these are, it's going to be a constantly growing machine to where we're constantly updating it. But the idea is to have all the capabilities and functionalities of crypto, NFTs, gaming, everything under one roof, so you can have it all under one app. So you're not having to necessarily close this app to go to another to swap coins, send it here, transfer it there, stake it on somewhere else, buy an NFT here, then send it to your wallet. We want it to be as streamlined and as simple as possible, as well as being a very safe platform in order to conduct these transactions through. So that's kind of the premise of it. And then again, at the roadmap, you know, we'll offer a card to crypto payment system. You know, the hardest part about crypto right now and getting people involved and invested is how difficult it is to buy crypto. I mean, you can, of course, like on Voyager, you can come in and set up a bank account and you can buy, you know, all the different coins that are on there. And it's very easy to use. Now, if you want to dive a little bit deeper in the rabbit hole and get in on some low market coins, you have to utilize the, you know, sushi swap, Uniswap, pancake swap, And it's a little bit more difficult and it's limited, right? Because you can only, you know, put in a couple bucks through a third party, and it's very difficult and it's cost a ton in fees. So with Datamask, it's going to eliminate a lot of those heavy gas fees, which is going to be huge. Because especially if you're only wanting to invest like $100, $150, you don't want to pay $125 in gas fees. It's crazy. So that's what we're, you know, implementing on there. So it's easy to use, easy to get comfortable with, you know, fees are minimal, and you'll have the ability to do pretty much whatever you want.
Brother, I love what you just said there. That is freaking awesome. That is great. That is going to be a powerhouse. I love that. All right. So I was reading a press release that you guys are working on. That it's called Edutainment Platform for new and existing customers. Can you go over what this is and why you believe this is important?
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts that's going to be involved into our Edutainment or education platform. The idea, right, is to, as we roll into this new adopted era of digital currency, there's going to be a lack of knowledge, an even bigger gap of education there, to where we're throwing this information, this data out to the general public without really educating them on what it is and what it's really about. So we're trying to create content wrapped around that to help educate people on what crypto is, better yet, what blockchain development is, what cybersecurity is, what you know, gaming, NFT content creation, all these different aspects that roll into cryptocurrency, not just the traditional coin, but every single octopus tentacle that comes with that. Now, as we build this platform up and we educate everybody with that, you know, it's my goal for down the road, as we, as a company, right, say Tama LLC, as we grow, you know, I want to actually have like physical locations to where we can offer different incentive programs and scholarships, and have people go through these programs, you know, teach them all the content we have, bring them on for internships, you know, give them OJT, put them out into the workforce, because there's going to be so many jobs created based around blockchaining and, you know, digital assets on any level and every level, that we're going to have more jobs than we have trained individuals for. So the idea is to start a program that takes somebody from the beginning all the way to the end and placing them into a job, whether it's with Saitama or whether it's with another company that is requiring somebody with that skill set.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's super exciting. I mean, I just want to touch upon that because, you know, I think what you're providing to the community is huge. And, you know, a lot of spaces that Big T and I are on, I feel like we're always talking about financial literacy and really having people understand, you know, one, what a loan, what cryptocurrency is, what, you know, earning money off your money means, what saving, dollar cost averaging. I mean, just getting into this whole space, right? And I think you providing that platform long term for individuals that probably aren't getting it at home, just to be honest, right? Because a lot of it, like you said earlier, is learned through curiosity or YouTube or online and just going to different forums. But that's big. I mean, that's big for people growing up and wanting to really understand the financial network, cryptocurrency, and how to just step into this world. And that's super exciting. I mean, people should be really excited for this token for doing that. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the idea, because like, there is no escaping. There is no world in the next 5, 10, 20, 50 years that does not involve cryptocurrency on a massive scale. So, yeah, I mean, we have to understand and think about the next generations that are coming up, right? Because this is their world that we're leaving to them. So we need to give them the tools in order to succeed. You know, and a lot of the excitement that I have towards cryptocurrency is putting people in charge of their money, giving them the financial literacy and freedom to make their own decision on what they want to do with their money and let their money work for them. You know, I'm a big advocate in letting your money work for you, don't work for your money, you know, and that's how cryptocurrency can benefit you. I think we've been in a vicious cycle for so long that we've let other people manipulate how we utilize our money. And all they're doing is taking our money and using it for their benefit, when we should ultimately be in charge of our own money and doing what we want with it. And how do you educate people that, because it's not the norm? So it's right. Not, you're not going against the grain. You're just showing, hey, look at over here. Like, this is how it should be. Don't, you know, it doesn't have to be this way anymore. Like, we can show you a different way.
Right. And that was probably something, you know, just to kind of share with the crowd is like, that's something that kind of the light bulb hit my mind, you know, a couple of weeks ago and saying, man, you know, there's ways to make, you know, just even the Voyager platform, whatever platform you're taking, you can make more than 0.1% out of your bank account. Like, what am I doing right now? Like, why isn't someone teaching me this? Why am I not moving money into like a Voyager platform or another platform that's making 6, 7, 8, 9% on my money? Like it's we've been trained so much in this, we'll call it the fiat world, where we have to start switching over to this cryptocurrency world and really thinking about ourselves and the financial freedom and to get us over that barrier of what we've been taught all our life.
No, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, in the Voyager, even having a stable coin, right? If you're not a high risk, high reward type investor and you want like, hey, crypto's too volatile for me, I don't want to mess with it. Okay, cool. You grab some Ethereum, put it like on a Voyager, get your APR, whatever, 8, 10, 12%, whatever, right? And now you're making money when the Ethereum goes up and you're getting APR. You will never go to any bank on the planet and get 8% APR anywhere. You don't even get that from a long-term Roth, right? So
right. And what I think what you're providing as a platform, which is like super exciting. I mean, really, that is awesome. What you're providing is really teaching people those concepts. And that's really what we're missing, I think, you know, just as a culture in general, because that's how people break away from, you know, that 9 to 5 or that job that locks you down, because they're not really understanding how to build that wealth long term. You know, it takes time, yes, but if you invest the time in it, you will come out on top.
Right. Instead of taking $50 a paycheck, throwing it in your bank account and okay, it's going to take me 20 years at $50 a paycheck, you know, to get whatever, you know, $20,000. Like, okay, but you could take $50 a paycheck, put it here, invest it here. And then instead of getting your 0.001% and counting on the money that you've put in there every paycheck, you get 10x, 100x your money, and then you don't have to worry about it. And then maybe retirement comes 5 years earlier than you thought.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best advices that I've ever gotten, I've been in the corporate world for about 15 years. And before I got my first paycheck, and even people that are doing this today, if you're getting a paycheck, you know, take 5, 10, 15% dollars out of that paycheck, like you never see it, ever see it. Put it away. Dollar cost average into something that's an asset like in crypto. Put it in ETH, Bitcoin, whatever, say Tama, whatever you want to pick, right? A stable coin. And just let that accumulate over time. And that alone come back 5, 10, 15 years from now, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what it can do. One, not knowing that you had that, but two, just kind of accumulating that over time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you throw in the algorithm of the market and the way that it's going to grow over the next. And yeah, I mean, I promise you the first, you know, billionaire in this world, trillionaire is going to be somebody from the crypto space. I promise you. And everybody on this call, regardless of how many coins and whatever those coins are that they have, like they will reach a comfort level in the very near future and be able to retire, or maybe not retire, but do whatever they want to do, pay off that house, pay off those student loans, you know what I mean? Whatever it is that they set out to do financially, whatever that goal is, like they're going to achieve it very, very soon. It's just a matter of living with the ups and downs of crypto and the volatility and being able to have a strong stomach. And when I talk to people about crypto, like, man, I don't know if I can do this. Like, it goes up and it goes down so much. Like, you have to have a strong stomach. It's not just going to be an easy ride to the top. You have to be able to take the ups and the downs and understand that, hey, you might have 100,000 one day and it might dip down to 25,000 the next. But as long as you understand that it's going to go up to 250,000 in the next 6 months, then what is that today? It doesn't really matter, right? It doesn't. Market's going to shift. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. So it weeds out a lot of people. And it's part of that education process tied into that, like being able to tell people and educate them, but hey, it's okay. Like, and I still do to this day. You know, friends of mine, I have all invested in Saitama. Even my parents are invested in Saitama and they have no idea what crypto is, you know, and they'll text me and be like, hey, you know, I'm down, you know, $300 today. What should I do? Should I panic? I'm like, no, you should just go for a walk. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. I promise you. But you know, a few days later, they're like, "Oh, okay, I got it all back. We're all good." I'm like, yeah, told you. So, but yeah, anyways, I'm excited about it. There's so many. As far as I know, we got way off left field, but the education portion is huge. So as we get into mass adoption with crypto, there's going to be a lot of questions, and there's going to be a lot of inquiring minds that want to know and learn about crypto. And if we can have a platform for them to learn about that, and educate themselves and allow people to make their own decision on what they want to do with their investment, then I think everybody wins. Not just Saitama, but crypto in general. Because we've always wanted to just not be about ourselves, but we don't want to siphon money from one platform or one coin to another. We want to bring in the rest of the world. Say, hey, like, it's here. Your money is safe here. You can make a solid investment. Like, you can have financial literacy and freedom if you choose to. Here are the tools to do it, and here's the education that you need to make that choice.
100%, totally agree. And I really respect what you're trying to do there. You're setting people up, in you know, future generations to have success in the crypto industry. The fact is that we're moving at such a fast pace. It's hard to, you know, get people in the right positions to continue to grow the space. There's just not enough people. So having the education piece where we're teaching people the importance of crypto, why it's relevant, and how ultimately this is going to change the world, I think is key. And, you know, hats off to you. So diving a little bit into the tokenomics of Saitama, can you touch base on that? Go over, you know, the statistics, and then talk about this hyperburn that I've been hearing about and how the mechanism works.
Yeah, absolutely. So the tokenomics structured around Saitama are pretty simple. There's only two caveats to that. It's just a burn mechanism and a redistribution to the holders, or a reflection. So it's 2% burn, 2% back to the holder. So each transaction, doesn't matter if it's a buy, a sell, or a transfer, 2% is going to go to the burn wallet, 2% is going to be distributed to the holders that hold at least some Saitama token. Obviously, the more you hold, the more tokens you'll get. You know, it has to be fair. If I hold, you know, 5 trillion coins, yeah, I'm going to get more than the guy that holds 10 billion, right? I mean, you're still going to get some, just not quite as much as the guy above you, you know? So, and that's passive income, right? And as our coin value increases, that dollar amount will increase with it, right? So if you get 10 billion tokens for free every, whatever, week or two, whatever the coin value, whatever 10 billion coins is worth, that's all free money. Like, you didn't have to do anything to get that. You just get it for free, which is great. And on the other side of that is the actual burn mechanism, to where our circulating supply is constantly shrinking. So I think in the last 8 months, we started off at 49%. We burned 49 off the bat. And then burn tokens, of course, for you guys that don't know, they're not accessible by anybody. Nobody can access them. I can't access them. Nobody can. They're gone forever. So all that does is make the circulating supply smaller and smaller. So I think we've burned over 7 quadrillion tokens in the last, you know, 6 to 8 months. And that's based off a lot of months with a lot of very little volume. You know, when we first started the first 2-3 months, you know, we were, our volume never really exceeded 1 million per day. And that's not uncommon for new coins. You don't get a lot of volume because you don't have a lot of people buying and selling and trading. But now, I mean, if you look today, we're probably over 20 million, you know, 20 million US dollars of transactions on a 24-hour period is huge. That initiates a massive burn. So as we go on and we can maintain this volume, our burn is going to continue to just, you know, go through the roof. We're going to burn so many tokens that our circulating supply is going to continue to decrease. That's just on a normal day, right? A normal tokenomic structure. So now as we initiate with kind of like a hyperburn, we're on our platform, the Saitamask itself, every transaction that occurs in Saitama or on the Saitamask will be in Saitama. So if you're swapping one coin for another, that fee that is coupled with that will be in Saitama. If you are a token that you want to get listed on Saitamask, you're going to have to create a Saitama liquidity pairing. So you'll have to then buy the tokens from where else but Uniswap, because that's where our liquidity pool is right now, and then put them onto Saitamask as a LP. And then we'll also have the staking mechanisms, which will have liquidity in there. So all these different things, right, these different tokens being swapped. If we're doing 20 million a day and say we list a token, you know, token XYZ comes on to Saitamask and they do 1 million a day or 5 million a day, all these microtransactions initiate burns. So we're burning not just the 20 million on Uniswap. We're burning all these different tokens on Saitamask. We're doing all these different things with liquidity because every token that's on there has to have a Saitama pairing. So the price is going through the roof because the pairings are there and everybody that wants to get listed on our platform has to provide Saitama as a pairing option. You know, so all these things together is just nonstop burning tokens. And if we've burned 7 quadrillion tokens just on Uniswap in the last 8 months, based on the daily volume that we had, just imagine what we're going to do in 8 months. You know, we could potentially burn 14 quadrillion coins in the next 8 months. So as that circulating supply starts to shrink and shrink and shrink, the token itself becomes more rare, right? It becomes less and less. So that just makes the price go up. You know, it's the same concept if you, you know, you see some all these other tokens like, oh, we're going to burn whatever, $5 million worth of tokens tonight. You may not see it, right? It may not be a huge green candle, but when the circulating supply decreases, it has to push the price up. So this is kind of a huge factor. And everything that we've done and everything that we do so far has always been geared towards the actual token itself. We wanted to not only make it a stable coin that we can do these transactions with, but we wanted this, the coin obviously to do well for the, you know, for the investors, right? Everybody wants to hold the token and have it, the price increase, right? We have enough zeros left that we can move this price as far up as we want. And as we start to do these hyper burns and we bring on more holders and we start to increase the value, we start to increase the use case. And now we're using the Saitama token, not necessarily from a monetary gain, but more as a utility token inside of a platform we're creating. You know, it just adds that more use to it. It adds that much more utility. It adds that many more holders. You know, what if you come into Thetamask and because you just want to buy a couple of the tokens that are on there? Well, you still have to hold some Saitama to do that. If you go on to Binance, you have to hold some BNB to utilize the functions on that platform. It's the same concept. So that in itself will make the price just go up and up, up over time, and also reduce the circulating supply through these hyperburns.
That's amazing, brother. That's very in-depth, and it seems like there's so many levels to it, and value is going to be derived for your token from so many different areas. I'm really excited to see how that pans out and works out, and I think it's going to be fantastic. So I was going to ask you, what security measures are you taking to vet projects before you list them on your platform? How many will you start with? And if I'm looking to purchase crypto on your exchange, what's the denominator that I will trade in, and how will it work?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different options right now. So we have, say, Tom is going to be the only pairing for a couple of different reasons at first. We'll have other options available down the road, but for right now, it'll just be Saitama. The different things that we have to do to put on there, we'll have a vetting process, right? We have our guys look at the coding. We'll look for initial red flags, right? We'll look at circulating supply. We'll look at top holders. We'll look at, you know, the different aspects of the smart contract. Is there tokens being sent to a weird wallet we don't know about? Is there something, you know, kind of risque going on that, you know, we think is a red flag? You know, we'll look at those in the ins and outs. And then, of course, we'll look to see, are they docs? Are they going to be KYC'd? You know, is it audited? You know, all these different things. So we'll kind of look at a lot of different things before we allow them to list on our platform. And even then, Max had talked about putting like a safety score with it. So ones that have obviously a higher score will be less of a risk. Ones with a little bit lower score will be a little bit more of a higher risk. We can't eliminate every single risk because you just never know. We can eliminate the obvious. Right, we can say, okay, this can't be a rug pull because of A, B, and C. It makes it physically impossible. But is there opportunity for other things to happen? Sure. I mean, there's different ways around it. I think we've all been through some of those situations in the past where there was no seeing it happen, right? There was no real red flags. It just like kind of came out of nowhere. But we're trying our best, and we have a system in place that will not completely eliminate, but drastically reduce those measures. And essentially, we'll have a process like a KYC and a doxing process to really kind of back that up as much as possible, as well as looking into the smart contract and the normal stuff, right? The audit, you know, and the token distribution and looking at the smart contract and seeing where the coins are going. And then again, also looking at the community too. That's a big part of, you know, tokens in general, like how does the community act? What are the, you know, the plans, the roadmap? We don't want to, you know, have coins that are listed on there and be like, okay, well, what's your roadmap? What's your utility? Be like, I don't know. We just want to kind of create a token and just see where it goes. Okay, well, that's probably not a good idea, but you know, so there's other things that we'll do. But yeah, and they'll all be, you know, paired with Saitama. You know, that'll be our initial, you know, one-on-one pairing. So if you wanted to go on there and get them, you know, essentially right off the bat, you'll have to do a Saitama pairing with it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. So obviously I'm a huge supporter of the Voyager platform, and I love to see Saitama, listed. You know that I'm, friends with Steve, the CEO. So, I definitely want to link the two of you guys up and see if we can't get the ball rolling on that. I know there's, certain things they can and cannot do, but I think, getting you two together to have a conversation would be huge, because personally, I would love to have it on Voyager. I love what you're doing. But I wanted to ask you, are there any plans to list on any other exchanges at this point? Is that on the roadmap?
Yeah, no. And like I said before, I'm a huge fan of Voyager, so I'm definitely looking forward to having Saitama on Voyager. Other platforms that we've initiated conversation with, there's several, right? I mean, we're always in the process of negotiating and talking with centralized exchanges to have Saitama listed on there. It's like I've kind of mentioned, the fact it is a priority for us to be available on every single available platform, regardless of who they are. Volume is volume regardless, and I understand that people feel comfortable utilizing multiple platforms, and it's okay. We want to just make it accessible for as many people as possible. Wherever that is where we'll be. So, in the very near future, Saitama will be available across the board, regardless of what platform you choose to trade on. It'll be on there. It's just a matter of when that happens. Like I said, we're always in conversation and communication, and the amount of volume and growth that we've had, it's just a matter of time before every single exchange out there is like, it's probably about time we list Saitama on our platform.
100%. And guys, I want you to think about that. I know there's a lot of, huge supporters in here of Saitama. If that doesn't make the hair on your neck stand up, like, think about the opportunity, what's in front of you. You have the opportunity right now to hold an asset that is, so much untapped potential right now. Like, it's unbelievable. Know the value of what you hold. Stick with your level of conviction. You've done the due diligence. You're here. So congratulations. You're early. But there's so much more here. The team is building. They're executing. You've heard the story. You know what's going on. He's very transparent. I love what I'm hearing, man. I really, really do. So that concludes my questions portion. I want to go ahead and open the floor up to question to people. If you don't mind, we can take maybe 15, 20 questions. And then we'll go ahead. And I just want to announce this real quick. So we're having a real unique situation. For some reason, a lot of the people in the VGX community is being targeted right now on the space, and I don't know why. So a lot of people cannot even get into the space. I have people DMing me left and right, like, it's not letting me in, it's not letting me in. So after we finish the AMA portion, we're going to switch over to a new space hosted by Obi. If you guys would all go ahead and migrate over there after that's done, so that way you can go ahead and learn about Voyager and VGX if anybody's interested. But I want to go ahead and open the floor, if that's okay with you, Russ.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why that is. Okay,
Let me just say one thing real quick. So, Russ, I appreciate all the information you dropped. I mean, I think the value of you coming on here and sharing it, in person like this is so much more than just reading it on a website or trying to understand it through, white papers. There's a big future ahead for Saitama. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the conviction. I think, partnerships like with Voyager or other big platforms are huge for us as a community. I'm super excited about that. And one of the things that I just want to share is, for everyone listening, like, taking something like this that will provide value in the long term, and really just, even if it's a small amount, investing into an asset like this is huge. And it's important for people to see that and realize that. And no matter what that amount is, it can really do wonders if you think about it long term versus short term. And you touched upon that. This isn't like just a get rich quick. This is, you want to build wealth and you want to build financial freedom. And there's a path to that. And this is definitely in that path.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, man. Well said. It's part of, it's crypto and it's fast and it's fast paced, but it's still an investment. And honestly, it's the fastest growing investment that I've ever been a part of. But either way, when you look at an investment, you're like, okay, I'm not going to buy it today and hope that I'm going to be rich tomorrow. But I think a lot of people hear some of those success stories and they're like, well, why can't I be rich? Like, I got like $100 crypto last Tuesday. It's now Monday and I have $110. Where's my millions? But
where's my Lambo is like what I say. Where's my Lambo at?
Yeah, where's my Lambo at? I don't understand. Like, my buddy Todd, he bought $100 of crypto last year and now he's got, 200 grand. I put $100 last weekend and now I got 110. Like, oh, well, you know, it takes a little time. But everybody's still so early, man, that, yeah, it's just patience is key.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the main things is you have to look at yourself. Are you an investor? Because to me, that's over, a prolonged time frame. Or are you a trader? And it's okay to be either one, but clearly distinguish what you are. You know, if you're in a project and you're saying that you believe in it for the long term, you believe that they're going to execute and do the things that they're going to say they're going to do, then it's a total mind frame shift. And then also I want to, remind everybody, think about why you got into crypto in the first place. It's because we know the system's broken, guys, and crypto is a much better way to do things. Ultimately, this all reverts back to Bitcoin, you know, the decentralization, the privacy. I mean, we have the right and we have the opportunity to gain our freedom back. So just always remember and revert back to why are you in this to begin with. And then, you know, if you believe in a project, stick with it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open the floor up to question. I'm going to take Brad first, then we're going to go to Abdominal Hoke. So where's Brad? Welcome up, Brad. How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. I just want to speak to the VGX community. I mean, Wolfpack community is amazing through and through. I've seen miracles for months, just beautiful miracles in this community. So, you know, and the Lily Tribe's right behind them. It's just a loving place. They help each other out. You know, our hearts, just my little girl's been treated amazing throughout this Wolfpack community. You guys are in for a real treat. That's all I got to say.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad. Brad, if you guys don't know, Brad from Lily Token has been a big supporter of our project from the beginning and helped us culminate this Lily Token that we'll be launching on SataMask, and they got a lot of amazing things going on too that we're going to, you know, partner with and bring to fruition to the cryptocurrency platform and to the population of everybody involved. So I'm excited about that as well. So thanks for coming on, Brad. Appreciate the support as always, man.
We're going to bring up next, Not My Shib. And guys, real quick, whenever you guys are done speaking, if you can remove yourself down, just click on your profile picture and switch to listener just so we can keep this clean. There's going to be a lot of people requesting. Guys who are requesting, just remain patient. We're going to do the best we can to get to you. So thank you guys for, you know, being here and just continue to be patient. Go ahead, Shib.
Russ, thanks so much for joining this space, man. I cannot tell you, I'm literally like shaking right now with how excited I am about everything you described. Thank you for going into detail about all the little knowns that we knew was coming with like phase one in the project. But just hearing you describe in greater detail, I am so excited. But I wanted to circle back and ask a question of clarity regarding the education portal of Cytomask. Initially, I was curious to ask if this was something that the community was going to be putting out there, out content for other people to learn this and that. But now after hearing you speak, it actually sounds more closely like this is, and I mean, this is like a high caliber, almost equivalent to like a Google Academy of building up future generations of whether crypto developers, crypto enthusiasts in general. But can you clarify that point for me? Who will be creating the content? And can you clarify also that it sounds like that's more that elevated platform of like an academy level leading towards that internship for future generations, please? Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Awesome. I appreciate the feedback. It's going to be a combination of the two, right? So we'll have like a SataMake or SataSocial, people will be able to upload content that they have and that they've created. Whether that be, you know, digital artwork, NFTs, education content, and, you know, and we empower everybody to do that. It gives everybody, the opportunity to then share the content they've created, whatever that may be, whether it's education content geared, structured or not. But the other side of that will also be content that we are creating, as the people in Saitama, the moderators, the development team, you know, outsourcing some of it as well for graphics and animations that we can do voiceovers on. So it'll be a combination of the two, but as we progress, then yes, it will be more geared towards an actual platform, you know, like a learning driven atmosphere, right? Not where it's just fun animations and fun content, but actually driven to project learning and project certain things onto the viewer and the learner. Right, to people that want to understand and learn more about it. So that's part of our roadmap that will kind of be constantly under development and creating this content and pushing it out. But long-term, projectively, that's the goal for us.
My brother, man, thank you again. You literally continue to exceed expectations. Thank you for all the hard work. Literally, thank you also to your wife as well. I know she posts content about how hardworking you are. And, you know, just thank you for all the sacrifices you've made for all 300,000 of us, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's the kind of energy we need up in here, y'all. If you're going to step up here, bring it. Nothing but love and positivity, for real. We're going to go to JT XRP next. I'm just going to go down the requests as they come in, guys. So welcome up, JT. Floor is yours, brother. Go ahead. You have to unmute.
Who are we talking to?
To you, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I was still calling my questions a little bit. I thought I had more time. So, hey, I just wanted to say thank you again for putting together this space. I've heard about Saitama a little bit before, and obviously I'm on the XRP ledger side of things, and I'm interested to always hear more about other blockchains. And I'm not just in XRP. I'm into several different coins and tokens, and I just looking you guys up while you're talking, looking at, you know, your coin market cap and your website. Beautiful white paper, by the way. Love the design. I just want to compliment your designers there. I love the education side of things and your passion for bringing people into jobs. I definitely think that there's a lot of need for that in the crypto space. One of the reasons I started my YouTube channel is because I was looking for to do something in crypto. So I think that really appreciate what you guys are doing there. I'll have to look you guys up more. But I wanted to ask you, because you are an Ethereum token, you talked about getting around gas fees and swapping and some of the things that you know, are very common with Ethereum. And I'm trying to understand how you guys are getting around that. Is there a certain, is it your chain that allows you to reduce that, those costs? Are you atomic swapping? Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have plans to initiate and launch a Theta chain, which is we will have our own blockchain. That's something that we're looking into deploying here in 2022, I believe, what Max and them were on the roadmap for. But for now, initially, how we can reduce the fees is there's a couple different fees that people pay, right? And this is just common knowledge for those that don't know. When you go on to Uniswap, you're not just paying the miner fee, right? You're paying the Uniswap fee, you're paying a MetaMask router fee, you're paying whatever platform you're utilizing, there's a fee associated with that. So the fees that we have, it depends on the transaction that you're going to make. But if we are having to incorporate the Ethereum blockchain within that transaction, the fee will be much, much less, right? Because the fees that we're charging are going to be less than Uniswap. They're going to be less than a MetaMask. They're going to be less than any other platform out there that has to incorporate the traditional blockchain inside that transaction. I don't know the exact amount that Uniswap uses. I think it's something like 2.5 or something like that. But ours, whatever it is, like, we looked them all up and ours are less, right? So they're going to be much less. So the fees on that side are going to be less. Now, if you're looking to make a one-for-one swap, so if you're swapping, like I said, because of the pairing, if you're swapping Saitama for a different token on our platform, we'll have a Saitama pairing in there. So the liquidity is available in both tokens. So we can essentially bypass the blockchain for that. We don't need to provide a minor fee associated to it. It'll just be a microtransaction within our own platform. So you're essentially swapping one for one, right? You don't need to go on the blockchain to create that transaction. You just do a one-for-one swap. So that kind of inadvertently eliminates that completely. But if it is a blockchain transaction, our fees will be less. So it just depends on what you're trying to do. But however, you know, you want to make a trade, it's going to be less than anywhere else. And if we have the liquidity pairing already available, then we kind of dictate what that cost is. And we can already say that it'll be much less than anywhere else.
Gotcha. I'm sure a lot of people are listening right now thinking, how do I get into Saitama? Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I was just pulling up Coinbase and going to Coinbase Wallet. It seems like I can buy you guys probably off of Uniswap there is how it works, I think. But usually when I get into Ethereum tokens, I like to be able to have the on and off ramp right there as much as possible. How is the on ramp for you guys? Will I be able to go from fiat directly into you? Is there a way to do that now without having to use Uniswap or?
So for right now, right, it's in our roadmap, I think, Max, in Q1, Q2, where we're going to initiate a card to crypto payment system. to where you can actually just upload your debit card, your bank information, and buy Saitama directly on Saitamas through the app with your own, you know, banking information or debit card. For right now, you know, as we're on the ERC platform, if you use a centralized exchange that we were offered on, you know, we have several that are out there that offer Saitama. You can go through a Coinbase wallet and do it that way, but of course you're still paying. The only pairing there available is still the Ethereum to Saitama. You're still paying the gas fees just like you would be on like a Uniswap. So for right now, that's the only avenue to swap from traditional fiat to Saitama is going the Ethereum route. But if not, you know, like I said, we're going to have that on our platform probably in the next, you know, 2-3 months, hopefully, however soon we can get that rolled out.
Russ, I want to
touch upon, use a centralized exchange.
I want to touch upon something there because this is where, you know, my mind starts thinking around, you know, how I can capitalize on rewards like through the platform we were talking about earlier, going directly into the Saitama piece. So, you know, as part of the Voyager, moving part of my money into the platform, I can make 9% off my USDC. Right, on a yearly basis. So that's just a percentage of money working for my money. And then using a debit card, I can get cash back on my debit card. So now I can purchase crypto through something like you're gonna offer, that I can go through your platform to not only buy a token that has great utility like you covered today, but then I'm gonna get rewards back on that. It's like that's the mindset that I want people to be thinking about, is how to capitalize on all that as we're talking about these great projects all together. Because there's lots of opportunity there, but it's turning that light switch on your head of saying, how can I maximize return and value for what I'm for what I'm doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the idea. And I know that these guys, we talked a little bit about doing something similar to that also, like having that card system, like a SATA bank card or something that we can utilize. I know it's not under construction, anything that we're looking to roll out like tomorrow, but I know it was it's definitely on the table that we've discussed it several times. And I know that we're putting together an actual ledger as well, like a cold storage ledger that I think they're actually starting to put together prototypes on now, which is actually pretty cool. But yeah, absolutely. Getting the staking capability of the APR, you know, on the platform and having your money sit there and make money is phenomenal. And that's just one of the many perks of crypto in general right now, is to be able to do that, because you're not going to get that anywhere else through a traditional banking system. There's just no way they'd laugh you right out the door.
Well, I'll wrap up here, but one last thing. If whatever you choose, whatever third party you decide to integrate that allows you to go from your debit card or whatever, just please, 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 please make sure we can do it in Texas, man, because we just get so restricted down here.
No, I'm actually from Texas, so I live in Texas, so you would be sure that it will be accepted in Texas. Right. I'll make sure of it. But no, so actually Max, our CTO, a little backstory. He actually runs a point of sale software system. He owns his own software sister company up in the Northeast. So he knows all about all that stuff and how to integrate that stuff, you know, and putting the card to crypto payment systems and having the APIs for all the different functions that we're going to need now and in the future. So, and again, that's just kind of one of those things that just happened back. Hey, you just happen to have a point of sale software system or company that you own. And guess what? We're trying to incorporate that into crypto. So it just worked out. And you're a development team member for Saitama. So yeah, it just kind of everything just fell into place in that aspect. But no, don't worry. I'm from Texas. I got your back. We'll make sure that it's accepted here.
Well, I appreciate it. If you're in the Dallas area, maybe we can connect on LinkedIn or something and talk more. But thanks so much for your time. I'll let someone else step up.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother. We're going to go to Hulk next. Go ahead, Hulk.
Yo, what up? I just want to say, man, I love y'all two both, man. This is like Russ and VJX Heroes. Y'all literally have the same stories in the backgrounds and the communities helping each other, man. And I think this is the perfect pair. So when are we doing this? When are we going to link up? And let's all get a howl in after this chat after he leaves.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a great, great space so far. I enjoy talking about crypto all the time. I'm a huge nerd about it, and I love the possibilities. And having conversations like this with like-minded individuals is definitely something I look forward to all the time.
All right, thank you. I'll be stepping down.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for coming up here. We're going to go to Jim Gamer Dad next.
So I don't have a lot to say. I think a lot of people have heard me talk before. I just wanted to say that just from a business standpoint, I think just what Saitama Guru with what Russ is saying, just from that background, it's just like everything he's saying is revolutionary because you don't see any other cryptos or communities doing this. And so it just says so much about him and everybody else that is in this community, just that Saitama and Satamass, when it comes out, is just going to be like just a huge game changer. And if I had to say anything to Russ, like I said to him before, like what is your favorite thing about Saitama? I think like he said a whole bunch already and what he said to the entire community, but just from the human side of it, because I think he's speaking from like a business standpoint because he's talking about Saitama, but on a personal standpoint, you know, just being human, like for everybody in here, what is your favorite thing about Saitama? That would be what I would ask him.
Yeah, I mean, from the, like you said, I mean, from the business perspective, there's so many amazing things that we've done and that we continue to do and the plans that we have for the future, you know, and I haven't even talked about like some of the other things that we're going to have going on in 2022 that I'm excited about that I haven't even began to pull the lid back on. But personally, from a personal standpoint, what I enjoy the most about it is just the success stories and the people's lives that have changed because of Saitama, everything that we do from day to day revolves one way or another around money, right? And what's our biggest problem 99% of the time is that we don't have control over it and we don't have enough of it. You know, it's like we're always handing money out and people are asking for it, but we're never getting any of it back, right? So some of the success stories and the things that I've been able to see and hear and people that I've talked to, you know, on a personal level, to me, that means the most. You know, if we can change the lives of 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, a million people or more, to me, that's gratitude enough, right? That makes it all worthwhile. You know, it's not about, you know, making money. It's about helping other people just have a little bit more than they had the day before, right? Having a little bit of financial freedom, whether that means to retire a little earlier, maybe it means to take that family trip, you know, or spend a little bit more time at home. You know, or pay off some of those bills that have been hanging over your head for the last 6 years, you know, anything like that. To me, that's what makes, you know, personally, that's the biggest kickback for me. That's, you know, that's what I enjoy the most of it.
Yeah. And it speaks so much volumes to what he said, because if anybody goes through the Saitama community, like you can see this being acted out every single day. Like it's not just in what people are saying in spaces and what is being done, you know, personally through, you know, DMs or anything, but it's actually being done worldwide. Like, you know, food drives are being done. You know, there's a whole bunch, like there was this big Christmas drive that was done through people sending stuff through Amazon. I mean, there is so much that I have seen in Saitama that it just makes me go all in. And so I just wanted to say for anybody within Voyager or wherever, like, everything in what he said, that's his favorite part. It's just that is what happens every single day. So love you, Russ. Love you guys. Thanks so much for bringing me up.
Thank you, brother. Oh, thank you so much. All right, guys, we're going to do Russ, what, 5-10 more questions?
What time is that? Yeah, I got about 5 more, you know, hour and a half would probably be my cutoff. We're about an hour, 20 minutes right now. So
we'll take 5 more. The next person we're going to go to is Troopers NFT. Welcome to the stage, brother. Go ahead.
Thanks, Big T. Thanks, Lucky. Thanks for hosting the space. I really appreciate it. It's been great. Ross, just wanted to say thanks for all that amazing information. From a personal perspective, I'm quite new to Saitama. I've been in a few spaces and heard a lot about it and just loved the sort of ethos and whole sort of purpose behind it as a coin, and what you've come up to today and talked about is really has been huge, massively inspirational. I really perked up and was super interested in the whole aspect around the kind of as somebody else has mentioned about the educating and bringing up of the sort of next generation of people into the space. It's something that we're in the process of launching a very small upcoming NFT that's focusing on a similar mission of kind of protecting and looking after people coming into the crypto space. And I would just love, you know, to connect in any way possible and take 5 minutes of your time to talk about how anything that we can do as a little NFT community to sort of promote that whole educational part of what you're doing. I just think it's phenomenal and is something we're really close to. Really, really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, awesome, man. There's always opportunity there, and we're always creating joint ventures and collaborations with, you know, like-minded companies and coins that want to do something similar. Because we, at the end of the day, we don't do it all, right? We don't have all the information, we don't have all the answers, and it takes, you know, the entire crypto community to accomplish these kind of goals. So, yeah, there's always opportunity there. So I would say definitely just reach out to myself or somebody on the staff, and you know, we can set something up easy.
I appreciate that. I'll definitely do that. I mean, it's we're just, like I say, small, up and coming, but we're really passionate about just looking after newcomers in the space and making sure that the next generation, which, you know, we're only talking like the next people, the next few months, can just, you know, lower that barrier of entry and just get on board so we can all move forward. So, yeah, I just love it all. And yeah, hopefully we can connect and take it forward.
Awesome, man. Looking forward to it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. And thanks again, Big and Lucky. You know, great space again. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Saitama Mask World Developers next. Go ahead, brother. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Russ. I'm a big retro game fan. I still have Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. So I'm excited about Wolfcaster. Will that game be playable on the phone?
Yeah. So Gabe and his team, man, yeah, they're big in retro. I've looked at some of the demos and they're bringing me back, like way, way back. So the idea, I think, is to have it available on multiple platforms. I think they're talking about Gabe is putting out a one level demo here coming up pretty soon. I know they've been putting a lot of work and effort into it. And I think he said something like a full available version, maybe like in March. So as far as I understand, hopefully I'm not giving wrong information, it'll be available on the phone as well, because we want to have all of our games and everything integrated onto SataMask, right, and make it so you can just go from portal to portal, you know, inside one platform to play games and NFTs and trade tokens and you know, do your staking and all that stuff. So it should be available, you know, within this the Saitama gaming platform.
Hey, I appreciate the answer. Thanks. I'll drop down.
Thank you, brother. We're going to bring Texas from Chicago up. Welcome to the stage, brother. You can go ahead, brother.
Oh, I didn't know I was coming up. But if y'all looking for a project in 2022, by Saitama. Russ, I have a question to ask you. What do the end of the year look like for you?
I mean, the end of the year for this year, since we just started, we have so many things going on, man. It's hard to even digest at this point how many things that we have lined up. The SataMask launching this weekend, obviously it's going to be the pillar of what we've been pushing for this entire time. But what comes with that is just an absolute waterfall of projects that we have lined up to go with it, right? So the roadmap itself on the SataMask is just extraordinary. If we're looking at all the different things that I kind of mentioned with the education and gaming, you know, the NFT platforms and Sata Social and Wolfcaster with the games, you know, all that stuff that we're doing is just a piece of the pie, but we couldn't really deploy any of it, right, until we had that foundation set within the SataMask. So now that that's, you know, ready to go and we're going to roll it out, the remainder of 2022 is where we're going to start integrating all these things that we've had in the works that we're going to be putting final touches on and including that into our roadmap. And again, like I said, there's a lot of other things that are going to be involved that we're going to be doing that we haven't even released any information on yet. You know, a lot of stuff that we're trying to do with the metaverse, stuff that we're doing with different industries aside from medical and mobility, a lot of it, just a lot of different things. So, and some training aspects as well, geared more towards education, but training in the workplace. So, what it looks like at the end of 2022 is just the sky's the limit. I mean, we got so much opportunity in front of us. And, you know, we got an amazing community and the hardest working development crew I've ever seen. And so there's really no stopping us.
Most definitely. And last question, Russ, I've been a part of Saitama pretty much since the summer, and watching you and the rest of the development team, y'all been kicking ass all 2021, the back end. For you to say, like, how was your mental state, like, knowing that you got all these things going on, you're trying to push all this, all the things that's happening with the project. You got an amazing community, your family, you know, that we know that they're supportive. Like, how is your mental state, knowing what's going on? Like, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I mean, this is nothing real new to me. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in business for a long time. I've made million dollar companies, you know, for a long time. I know how to deal with it. And plus I have a heavy military background, which allows me to think kind of on my feet and multitask and handle pressure and stress very easily. So my mental state is always, and I have an amazing team and family that supports me. So I have nothing but positive feelings every day when I wake up. It's not, you know, to me, this is easier than a mundane 9-to-5 because it's the same thing every day and you don't really get to step back and look at what you accomplished. Here with the State Tama and the token, it's every day is something new, you know, and it's not new bad, it's new good, it's new opportunities, it's new ways to grow the coin, it's new ways to get Saitama out there and branded to the people, it's new opportunities to create a better situation for somebody or a country or a company to integrate crypto to. So yeah, I mean, it's nothing but positivity. I mean, I look at things and very optimistic. So I don't, if it takes too much negativity, I just push it aside. You know, I don't have time, energy, or the need to focus on anything that's negative because there's so much positive stuff going on that I don't allow it to consume me. So my mental state is always in a positive place.
Man, Russ, appreciate you, brother. I know going into this year, you guys are going to continue to push forward and make sure this project and everything that you're doing get out to the masses. And I've seen what you've done, and I know your character. Met you out in Vegas. You're an amazing individual, and I appreciate you, brother. TC, thank you for letting me come up. Lucky, appreciate you, brothers. Y'all hosting an amazing platform this evening and giving everybody the opportunity to come up here and speak. So, no, keep doing what you're doing. And Russ, you the man, brother. Thank you.
Hey, awesome. Appreciate it. As always, thanks for the support.
Thank you, Texas. Appreciate you, brother. So we're going to go to Saitama Mask World Developers. For some reason, I clicked on the wrong person, so I apologize, brother. Here you go.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Easy. My first time to meet you. Russ, good evening. And Voyager and team... Team Saitama Wolfpack. Yeah, my name is Bud, and I'm not gonna question Russ. You know, we've known him already for a while. I'm just gonna make a statement if it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. How are you doing?
Good, man. Go ahead. Very good, Russ. Happy New Year to everybody and your family. And Saitama Wolfpack. Yeah, thank you. Saitama Wolfpack, as I have said before, I'm not a developer. I'm nobody. However, I'm here for the Saitama Wolfpack guidance for the journey. And I say it time and time and again. Okay, Saitama LLC as a company has been blessed with the group leaders, okay, the development team. And at the same time, they are also blessed with Saitama Wolfpack as a family. We've been through tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, earthquakes, you know, for the past 2 months. But we stood up as a community. And that is very touching to me personally because I have carried the baggage when the prices are down, when people are frustrated. But the happiness that is outpouring today, okay, is limitless. It's priceless. And I want to thank King JB for the endless effort. A couple of people over here, Crypto Alert, they always do the spaces at night, almost like 8-12 hours. And I asked them a question: why are you guys doing that? You know, that is tiring. And they said they're just doing it for the questions of Saitama Wolfpack if they have any. And I commend all the Twitter spaces that are hosting Saitama. You know, it's a pleasure to join you guys at night sometimes when I'm not busy. But for everybody, Russ, the Saitama Wolfpack, Russ wants to say our endless thank you for you, your family, the devs family, and everybody that is involved. We thank you very much for changing our lives. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming up here, brother. So we're going to close it with, so guys, this is going to be the last question right here. And then afterwards, we're going to have closing statements. And then we're going to go over to Obi's Twitter space to go over the VGX portion. So if anybody's interested in that, please feel free to come over and join. There'll be a lot of good information going on during that. If you're not able to make it, we're going to go ahead and continue to film it. We do have two people recording the space. It's the investing guy, and we also have terraspaces.org recording this. So anybody who, you know, needs to go to bed or whatever, they'll be able to watch it over. But we're going to go ahead to the last person, and it is going to be Mike Lowry, a.k.a. I don't know what the rest says. Go ahead, Mike. Welcome up.
Well, last question, guys. No pressure. Thank you for having me up, first and foremost. I'm brand new to the community. First two-part question. My first question was, when does Saitama Mask go live? And is there, I heard there was a rumor, there was a copycat version of Saitama Mask. So how do we, new as a new investor, as when I go to my iOS app store, how do we pick it? How do we know which one the real version is and the fake, the copycat?
Yeah, awesome. Good question, man. I appreciate bringing that up, because there has been so many fake ones, and it seems like we report 5 and 10 more pop up. So Google and Apple both need to go ahead and tighten it. Like, anybody can create an app and deploy it, right? Apple and Google aren't going to follow up on it to see if it's legit or not. They just like, okay, cool, and they know how to go. So our Saito wallet countdown we have out there, we're trying to get it out Saturday on the countdown. If we do get it out a little bit early, we will, you know, make an announcement to everybody, as well as provide links for the proper wallet to download through the App Store. So we have our testnet version on both the Play Store and the App Store right now, but you can't connect your wallet to it. So if you download an app on there that says it's the Saitama Mask and it asks you to connect your wallet, that's not ours, because you can't. We had to deploy the testnet version on there. That way, when we deploy our actual functioning wallet, it's just a quick update instead of applying for a whole new app, because that takes time. If you guys have ever deployed an app on the App Store, it goes through a bit of a process. So we didn't want to have more of a delay. So we just deployed the testnet version on there. But when we actually deploy it and it goes live, we'll have the link to the proper wallet for the Play Store and the App Store everywhere we can, on our website, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. So whatever platform or page that you follow of us, you'll be able to find that link directly. And that'll probably be the safest way, because we, like I said, we reported a bunch of them. They just keep popping up, man. They're like roaches, can't get rid of them. So, but no, good question. So don't download anything yet until we actually provide the links on our main pages, just to be safe. Because there is the testnet version, which is fine, but there's also a bunch of wrong ones out there too. And I don't want anybody to connect their
wallet. I don't know if it's my bad connection, but he keeps on cutting out. Is everybody getting that?
Yeah, we heard it perfectly. It's your connection, brother.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, so if somebody can DM me, kind of reiterate what he was saying, please, I'd appreciate it, man.
Yeah, can you hear me now, or are you good?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I didn't hear the part where when we expect for it to go live, if he even said that at all.
Oh, no. Well, we have a countdown timer on there for it to go live on Saturday. We may deploy it a little earlier. Like, we didn't really want to do the timer at first, because we were trying to avoid like market manipulation. But we put it on there because we didn't want to just continue to have people wait and get antsy. So we're looking at deploying it on Saturday. If we do it on Friday, if we do it, you know, it won't be any later than that. We'll put it that way. But whenever it is going live, we will put the links on every single one of our pages and platforms, so you guys can have the proper link to the app on the App Store or Google, whichever one you use.
Got it. Perfect, man. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me up.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to bring one more person up here real quick, Russ. I want to bring up Mindy, if you don't mind real quick.
Yeah.
And then we'll go over closing remarks. Hey, Mindy, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Not bad. A little frustrated. The Twitter space is broke at the first part, but it is what it is.
Yeah. and of course, hi, TC, Lucky, and Russell. When you all do your other space, you need to be on a VPN. But I couldn't be any more thrilled about this. I have used Voyager for some time. I am absolutely thrilled about this. Also, whoever does the layout of your portfolio, I couldn't do it better myself. It is perfect. I do have a question. A few people in the community, because you had asked us, TC, to get some questions together for you, so we did it as a group effort. The main one that was the repeating concern is, one, will it pay reflections per the tokenomics, or because it's an interest-bearing pairing, will that replace that?
Are you talking about, on the state of mass, the pairings regarding the state time of pairing, or what was the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have.
Or what were you talking about? You talking about for the Voyager or for ours?
Well, for because the just correct me if I'm wrong, the VGX will be on SATAMASK. Am I clear on that?
No, that was never discussed.
Okay, because somebody was messaging me saying it was, and I'm like, I don't think that's correct. I said, but if I I'll ask, but I didn't hear that.
That's not been discussed.
No, I mean, there's a good possibility, right? We want to list as many on there as possible. So maybe we get, say, Tom on Voyager and we get VGX on SATAMASK. It sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
I think we'd all agree to that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. But I'm thrilled about Voyager and SATAMA. Like I said, I've used it for some time. It is such an easy platform to use, and I'm excited for all of us for it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I appreciate that. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and go over closing remarks. We'll start with Lucky, and then we'll go to Russ. I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for showing up. We are going to go over to OB Space to continue to go over the VGX portion of this. So if anybody wants to learn about the Voyager platform and VGX token, please hop over. We would love to teach people about it. I mean, it really is a powerful token and platform to use. But go ahead, Lucky.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I just want to share, as I think about 2022, where I'm at from a mental space and crypto, I think this year it's really finding tokens like Saitama and all the exciting stuff that's coming and focusing my energy, my fiat dollars really on core crypto that I want to invest in. And I mean, obviously tonight, the information we got just shows how great of a roadmap there is for Saitama and the utility that it can provide in the future, especially the education piece, which is so important. So if you're new to this world, think about how you can step into this, be it through a Voyager platform or another platform. Think about that long-term generation wealth that you can build just by being patient. If you have money in your bank account, question yourself on why you're not looking for platforms on earning money off your money right now. So go look at programs like Voyager, for example, and see, if you're holding a couple ETH, if you're holding some Bitcoin, or if you're holding US dollar coins or US dollars that can be converted to US dollars coin, make money off that. So this year, really question yourself around passive income and how you yourself are going to build wealth and focus on that. And that's kind of where I'll leave it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, brother. I totally agree with you. Final remarks, Russ?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Okay, that's great. That's great to have another insight like that and people like you in the space to educate people like that, because it's important to not only know the ins and outs of crypto, but what it can do for you, right? What can crypto benefit you? Not just from a monetary standpoint, but long-term wealth and generational wealth. It's not about short-term gain, short-term perspective. We all want that long-term, generational wealth that allows us to do things that we want to do, not tomorrow, not next week, but, 20 years from now. Our kids can take advantage of that as well. And it's going to be here for that long, so why not? But in closing, I appreciate you guys having me on here and creating this opportunity and to speak to some of the Voyager community as well. And the Saitama community is always showing up in force. So always respect and props to you guys coming out, you know, showing your love and support. You know, like I said in the beginning, you know, the foundation is there and you guys help create that. So we got an amazing year ahead of us. We have just so much potential and so much projects that we got going on. You know, the wall is just around the corner and I cannot wait, as I'm sure you guys are all overly ecstatic for as well. It's been a great space. I love the opportunity to come out and speak with you guys, answer questions, you know, get to know everybody on a different level, different basis. And, you know, like I said, all these different events we got coming up, and I'm hoping that I can meet all you guys on an actual personal basis as well. So, yeah, so thanks to Voyager BGA for bringing us on, having this opportunity, looking forward for that opportunity as well. Doors always open for that carousel, right? The Voyager Saitama pairing and the
absolutely
Saitama mass pairing, right?
I was just getting ready to say that, brother. We'll exchange information after this and we'll figure out how we can get the ball rolling. But I will say to the community too, they love the exposure, pound the pavement. They always post, what token do we need to post? What do people want? There was 3,000 people in this space at one point. And that's truly remarkable, guys. This is a very special project and it deserves to be listed on a exchange/brokerage like Voyager. So, Russ, I look forward to continuing the conversation and see what we can do to make it happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll put it out as a special request from myself to the community here. Let's go ahead and hit up Voyager on the Twitter space and drop them a quick line and say that we'd like to have Saitama listed on Voyager if possible. So let's do that for them. But yeah, no, awesome. I appreciate you guys having me on. It was an awesome experience. And yeah, we'll do it again sometime. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and end this space. We are going to go over to the other space. If you guys want to follow us and learn about the Voyager platform, why it's so effective, and learn about the utility of the VGX token. It is something that you can invest into if you're international. So it really hits home for everybody. They are going worldwide here shortly. So if you find that interesting, please go ahead and jump over to the next space. Once again, thank you so much, Russ. God bless you, and keep rocking it, brother. You're killing it.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. This episode was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. This was a space hosted by Big T. It's the VGX Community Mashup, part one of probably three. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. When I'm ripping and rapping, I ain't picking the bastards who be tricking the masses into getting their asses kicked. Feels like I've been getting my masters. Fuck, I'm pumping double like the income that's passive. Raise up the bar before I fly right past it. I'll be writing rhymes till they put me in a casket. Old man shit, put the lotion on its skin, then put that shit back in the damn basket. Like Buffalo Bill, the way I'm ruffling feathers, snuffing out debt, cut the heads off collectors. Keep a couple heads in a jar as keepsakes, and take the rest and turn them into freebase. Upgrade the feeling, supply the free base. Looking all professional, tools in the briefcase. Running on empty from gassing up my teammates. First one down, let me know how that sleep tastes.
Now places the lotion in the basket.
And impossible, defending the plausible from ending demonstrable. The mission isn't even worried about the clearance. Running interference till our enemies fear us. We're only one disappearance away from a bad day. Everybody trying to save face on the last day. Feeling fancy, about to pull out the masse. Drop the eight ball in passing, that's so passe. I'm getting nasty, you cannot put it past me. A mix between blasphemy and talk everlasting. Feeling like a masterpiece, looking like a tragedy. Trying to get through another day full of savagery. Getting headstrong from working in the mess hall, all hands on deck, waiting for our next haul. I need the rest, got big plans to eject, so feed the grass and keep off the Kleenex.
I am interested in magic because I am fascinated with psychology. I love to learn about how people make inferences done, how they draw conclusions, find patterns and information. And in particular, I'm interested in all that can go wrong. How an individual can be led astray by certain cognitive vulnerabilities or exploited.
Spaces.